The Alaska Army Corps of Engineers met with Army Corps leaders in Washington, D.C. on Monday to discuss where the Corps will construct a deep draft port in western Alaska. As Anna Rose MacArthur reports from Nome, three sites on the Seward Peninsula are potential locations for a new deep water port.
Nome, Port Spencer, and Cape Riley. The port could be built at one, two, or even at all three of these sites. On Monday, the Alaska Army Corps of Engineers was hoping D.C. would select a port location or at least narrow the list of options. Instead, headquarters asked the team to gather more data on cargo movements in and out of Nome's current harbor. Lorraine Cordova is the project's technical lead. She says the Corps will choose the site with the greatest national net benefit. As Arctic activity escalates, so does the risk for accidents, such as oil spills and incidents requiring search and rescue. Such operations often entail international coordination and a deep draft port. The Department of Defense recently released its Arctic strategy. Cordova says the document has brought more attention to the need for such a port in western Alaska, as the strategy states the necessity of Arctic search and rescue partnerships and oil spill response for ice-covered waters.
Certainly helps to raise the level of awareness, especially for our friends back in D.C., so that they know that we are an Arctic nation and that there is a viable project out there for the Corps of Engineers to be engaged in.
The main motivator for constructing a deep draft port in western Alaska, Cordova says, is higher efficiency for industry and security. From the Seward Peninsula, the nearest deep water port is in Dutch Harbor, 800 miles southward. 800 miles is the distance from New York City to Jacksonville, Florida, and that distance could soon prove hazardous. With sea ice diminishing, Arctic vessel traffic is rising, exponentially. In addition, more offshore drilling opportunities are opening. The Alaska Corps mapped a 13-fold increase in traffic through the Northern Sea Route between 2012 and 2013. Last year, they predicted that traffic to multiply 30-fold over the next 8 years. Currently, the largest obstacle facing the Corps, Cordova says, is the logistics of constructing a deepwater port in rural Alaska. Unlike projects in the lower 48, the Corps would not be deepening a port. Rather, it would be assembling entirely new infrastructure.
We don't have the marine infrastructure that is typical for many of our lower 48 companies. We're looking at brand new infrastructure as opposed to trying to improve upon existing infrastructure for the movement of commodities and people and et cetera, et cetera.
The Corps plans to release a feasibility review of the selected port location the first week of March 2014. The decision will then stand for 30 days of public review. Reporting from KNOM in Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.